Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? What's up, USA? What's up, everywhere around the world, internationally, wherever you're tuning in right now. It is December 1st. It's the first of the month, 11 a.m. My name is Peter Richardson, the owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And what I do is provide business networking opportunities and life skill coaching for athletes. And right now, I'm in Lubbock, Texas, coming up out of the Super 8 Hotel. And I tell you one thing. It is cold. It is really cold. It's 25 degrees out there, but it feels like 12. So if you're like me, if you're a minority like me, you know we tropical people. We ain't leaving the house without a scarf on, a jacket on, or a beanie, or a toboggan, whatever some people like to call them. But I tell you one thing, it is cold, so you might want to bundle up. And today on my show, I do got a former Oklahoma Thunder cheerleader. She's a 6-year veteran coming up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma. Me and her, we come from the same roots, same state, everything, but right now reside down at the Lone Star State, excuse me, the best state in the country. Please don't say nothing, Sharika. But I do got a 6-year veteran Oklahoma City Thunder on the show, Miss Sharika Jones. What's up, Miss Lady? How are you doing?
Hi, that was a heck of an introduction. I am doing great. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing well. Just like I just said, I'm just a little chilly. Dude, what's that old joke that people used to say when we were growing up, especially in the elementary? Man, your mama's so stupid. I told her it was chilly outside. She went to go get a bowl.
More than chilly. You're right. It's freezing.
yeah. It's freezing. Well, all right, Miss Jones, I've been briefly introduced you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor so you can go ahead and formally introduce yourself.
Well, you did such a great job. I don't even know what to say after that. But yes, I was a dancer for the Oklahoma City Thunder for 6 seasons. I was also a captain for the team, and it was some of the best years of my life. And I just recently retired. So this is the first season that the Oklahoma City Thunder has been in Oklahoma City, and I haven't been a part of the dance team. So it's a little strange.
Wow.
All right.
It's a little strange, but it's all right. It's okay to give your body a rest a little bit, you know what I mean?
Oh, it definitely needed it.
I hear you. A part of success, man, that just brings to my head, a part of success, a lot of people don't know, because especially here lately, a lot of people say no days off, no sleep. I'm trying to stay up all night so I can get this money. Majority of people who usually say that are usually, you know, like a lot of entertainers, a lot of people who just out there trying to be independent and be on their grind, which I am with my radio show, and be on their grind, which brings to mind another part of success is not only going with no sleep, but it's also knowing when to shut it down and get some rest. So for you guys out there that's listening, and for you females out there that's listening, sometimes you might have to hit the brakes a little bit and be like, ha-ha, taking a day off today. I might sleep a little extra couple hours in. You know what I mean? So, you know, don't overwork yourself. So, all right, Miss Sharika Jones, getting into it. So you from originally Muskogee, Oklahoma, and then you went to college. Go ahead and talk about your freshman year whenever you went to Oklahoma University. Like, let's talk about spiritually. No, well, not really spiritually. You could touch on that if you like, but academically, socially, and talk about athletically, trying to make the team and then trying to ease up with your grades. So what's something you can tell that freshman coming into her first year, like kind of what to look for and how to stay focused?
Well, one, if you're thinking about a college, you should definitely think about the best one, the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner.
Oh, there we go.
Now, that is where I went to college, and I went there because I loved OU and also because I really wanted to cheer. So I worked really, really hard to get my skills to where they needed to be for me to even try out for the team. And I just went and tried out, and thankfully I made it. But it was a lot of hard work. As any athlete knows, you know, when you go to college, you only work harder. So you have to get up early to go to practice and then go to class or and then go to work possibly. And my freshman year, I was also a dance major, which I did end up switching my major. So I was just juggling everything. But it's always possible. As long as you set your mind to something and you know that it's going to take hard work and you're willing to put in the work, everything's possible. So I did it and, you know, definitely made it through. I did stop cheering, though, after my freshman year, but I started Thunder, so I picked up another activity. But it's definitely possible. You just have to be willing to put in the work.
Oh, okay. I like that right there. She said it's definitely possible. You just have to be willing to put in the work. They say you can do it. You can do it, but it's gonna take all that you got. You know what I mean? It's gonna take it. just like on the field, just like in the arena when you're cheerleading. Like you can do it, but it's gonna take all that you got. So all that passion and all of that energy, that all the ambition that you got bottled up inside of you. Sometimes on those long practices or those long study nights, that's when you gotta dig in and be like, you know, take a deep breath and be like, you know what? I got this. I still got a little bit more to go. That's what I'm talking about. So let's talk about academically, though, Ms. Jones. Like, how were you able to still be able to make good grades and still, like, keep that balance on trying to have a social life and also cheering?
Well, I think I just thought about it as you don't really have a choice. You came here to go to school and then get an education, so that's what you're going to do. So if you have to stay up all night, well, guess what? Yeah, I stay up all night. But, you know, there's plenty of college students that do that. I don't think there's anything that can stop you from getting the education you want. Like I said, you just have to be willing to put in the work. I have a choice but to make grades, you know, like I had to. And I had to go to class and make sure that I was learning the material I needed to. Because, you know, ultimately that's why we're in college, to further our education and to be able to get to a different station in life. So, you know, I just thought about it as I didn't have a choice. Sometimes we're definitely harder than others, but, you know,
right.
you just say I'm going to do it and you do it.
Man, you know what? No one has. I don't have countless people on my show, and no one has put it to me like that. But ultimately, that mindset right there is what got me up out of Muskogee. That's what got me on that field and doing what I've done. It got me here to Texas Tech, and after that, it got me to where I'm at now. Because I'm glad that you said that. You really don't have a choice. Because like when you finally get in college. And then you finally get to, like, let's say Ms. Jones, just like you finally got to college, and then you finally start pursuing your dream as being an OU cheerleader, which is not the best school in the nation, which Texas Tech is. But anyways, that's another topic. But but you're there, you're going to school, you're cheering, and then sometimes you feel like you do have a choice because sometimes that hard work, you know, sometimes if your circle's not tight and the people's not right, you can start thinking other. You start forgetting like what you did to get there. What you you start thinking about sometimes your socioeconomic status at home. So sometimes you start to feel like you do have a choice. You feel like can go wander off and do this here, do this venture here, and do this venture here. Well, ultimately at the end of the day, you were there, like you're doing what you're doing because back in the day, what got you there, you felt like you didn't have a choice, and that's why you worked so hard. That's why you didn't complain. That's why you did what you had to do just to make their dreams come true. So I'm really glad that you said that because really don't have a choice. Because kids, if you're out there listening, and especially if you come through a socioeconomic class where I come from, and you're really trying to make it, I'm sorry, but you really don't have a choice if that's really what you want to do. Because if you really want to do something, you'll make a way. If not, you'll make an excuse. Well, that brings me to my next question. So what really gave you that courage? To pursue the Oklahoma City Thunder, the first NBA team in Oklahoma, and the team is not sorry. They are not. They do not suck. I got to give it up for the Thunder right there. So what gave you that courage to just say, you know what, I'm a small-town girl from Muskogee, Oklahoma, from a small-town, nobody from my city has really done something that you are doing, so it really had to take a lot of courage for you to pursue that. So let the audience know, like, what you had to do to get ready and how you got it.
You know, honestly, I'm going to have to blame my parents for that. I think coming up, you know, they just always instilled in me that I could do whatever it was that I wanted to do. You know, they also always instilled in me the value of hard work, because a lot of people think they can do things, but then they don't want to put in the work to do it. And so I knew that was a dream of mine. I wanted to dance professionally. Like, I wanted to be an NBA cheerleader / dancer, but I always thought I would have to move to do that. And so, you know, that's not something I was thinking about doing until after college. Well, then the Thunder came, and I'm like, oh, yay, this is my chance. I'm going to try out. I didn't really know what I was doing. You know, I was always more of a cheerleader. Well, for the Thunder, we're a dance team. So there's a lot of things that came up that I didn't really have experience doing, because I spent my whole life cheering. But
right.
I was just so determined, and that's what I wanted to do. So I set my mind to it, and I'm like, there's nothing they're going to throw at me that I won't be able to do. And even if you have the best audition, that still doesn't mean you're going to make the team. So I just literally gave it all I could. I, you know, did my best I could at the auditions. I did the best I could in the interviews. And I just kind of left it in God's hands at that point. I'm like, I know that at the end of the day, if I don't make this team, at least I know there was nothing I could have done better. And so, you know, if it's meant for me to make it, then I'll make it. And long story short, I did, and it has been one of the absolute best experiences of my life.
Wow, man, I can only imagine. Like you said, like a lot of people want to do it, but they don't want to put in the work. And 9 times out of 10, coming from small towns, coming from small towns really means you hear a lot of big talk. And then when after you get through hearing that big talk, then they come up with excuses of why they can't walk. So, man, I'm really glad that you really took that leap of faith. You had that courage, and you went in there, you put in the work. You not only did you have a great audition, but a great interview. So, you're talking to a 17-year-old cheerleader right now. How can she get ready to audition? What is something that she can practice? Something that she can practice. Something real, real brief, real quick. Something that she could practice to help her get ready for an audition. Like, is it like listen to some music, you know, grooving, not really so much twerking, I guess. Is that what you girls do nowadays? Not really sure. But what's something that she can do, like just one step that she could do to help her get ready for that audition?
I would say research whatever team you're auditioning for. I think that's one of the big things that people kind of let slip. They're like, okay, well, I'm going to make sure my hair is perfect, makeup's perfect, everything's perfect. And those are all good. And making sure you have the right skills, but research that team. Research what you've seen them do and make sure that you can do what they can. Or research maybe their general look and say, okay, I'm going to have a look that kind of fits that mold. Not exactly, but because you still need to stand out, but you still need to look like you can be a part of that team. And so that's why I was saying the biggest thing, especially with NBA teams. That's a big deal. Like, you need to be able to look like you could step out on the court with them. And I honestly, when I tried out, I didn't. So I just got lucky, you know, like it was just meant for me to be, because I was just like this little country girl. You know, I didn't really know. I didn't really know anything about hair and makeup and just all of the things
right.
to go along with being an NBA dancer, but I learned, and I learned so much more. And, you know, coming from this little country girl that's like, oh, gosh, I don't know how to do some of this stuff, to I was captain my second season on the team, you know, from then on.
Right.
Yeah. It just shows, you know, that if you put in the work, you will get things done.
Hey, if you put in the work, you get things done. That's what I'm talking about there, right there, Ms. Jones. That's what I'm saying. So, Ladies, and there's guy cheerleaders too. I actually played with a guy. He played. He was a walk-on running back here at Texas Tech. Didn't really wasn't too guess he didn't really want to play no more, I guess, so he took up cheerleading. And Texas Tech cheerleading squad, man, shout out to them. They did some great things here a few years back and won some national championships. So it's not only girls but also guys. Research that team. Research that team that you wanna try out for. No, if the team not good at doing backflips and then you studying and practicing backflips, then you ain't gonna do no backflips at the audition, then you just wasted your time basically. So don't wanna waste your time. Do the research. And that brings me to my next question, Jones. Okay, what was the best experience that you had being a Thunder Girl? Can you hear me?
It's so hard answering that question. yeah, you know, like, again, six seasons, that's 6 years of my life that I've been able to do some of the most moving appearances where I'm getting to literally help someone who doesn't have any money shop for some Christmas presents for their children, or like our Thanksgiving appearances, or traveling the world, you know, like coming from Muskogee. I'd never been anywhere really, you know, like I'd been like out of
hey,
state to like Texas a little bit, but you know, I've been all around the world. I've been, you know, to China twice, been to London, Manchester,
wow,
Istanbul, you know, Japan, just all around the world. Things like that are amazing. Or even just literally meeting my best friends. Like the girls that I danced with on this team that I've danced with, you know, from the start, those are my best friends, like lifelong friends. And I think that especially when you get older, it gets harder and harder to meet people that you know will be in your life forever. Well, I have a whole group of girls that are going to be in my life forever because we shared a special bond and a special love for the situation we were in, and we all had such a mutual respect for each other because we all were working our butts off. Because, you know, being a Thunder cheerleader is part-time. So the whole time I went to school and, like, had another job, or when I graduated college, I had a full-time job and that. So everyone,
wow,
you know, was working hard. And when you're around people like that, that are just constantly working so hard but still having such positive attitudes, it really impacts your life.
Wow, yeah, positive things happen to positive people. And like I said earlier on the show, you got to keep your circle tight, you know, and that's how you keep everything in your life right. Right now we're going to take a mini break, me and you, Miss Jones, but we're both going to stay on the line. I got somebody calling in who actually from Muskogee too as well. You might know him, but his name is Mr. Stephen Ivey. He's calling in every day on my show at 11:15 to bless the show with a quick little message. Quick little word. What's up, Mr. Ivy? Are you there, my man?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
We doing well, doing well. The floor is yours, man. Go on ahead, Jack.
Cool. Real quick, I'm not going to be long at all. Wanted to put it in the words of this great R&B philosopher is what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Her name is Betty Wright. This is old school. Some of the young folk might not know it, but Betty Wright had a song back in the day, four simple words: no pain, no gain.
No gain.
Just want to encourage everybody, man, might be going through painful situations. One thing I've learned is that pain and problems are not, they don't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're black, you're white, Hispanic, you're Asian. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Doesn't matter what religion you are. Pain and problems happen to us all. But have to learn how to use that pain for your gain. And we all know that as athletes and things like that, that it was when you got in the workroom, when you got out in the workout room, you started building muscle. You knew you were building muscle the more it hurt. You knew you were growing the more it hurt, because your muscles have to go through a breakdown period where they break down and then they rebuild themselves. And you get stronger, and that's how it is in life. Sometimes we go through things that break us down, but honestly, they make us stronger. So if you're going through something, pain and problems and all of that, just remember what Betty Wright said: no pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. That's what I'm talking about right there, Mr. Ivy. Like you heard what he said, the muscles can't grow unless you go through a little pain. So if you're going through a little pain out there, it's okay. Just stay positive. You're going to get through it. Well, all right, Mr. Ivy, I want to say thank you for calling in, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. No pain, no gain.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Are you too. All right, yeah, that was Mr. Ivy. He's a youth minister right there. He gave four words straight from Betty Wright. No pain, no gain. So I'm talking about. And on the line, I do have a former Oklahoma City Thunder, six-year veteran, straight up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, former Oklahoma Sooner cheerleader, Miss Sharika Jones. You still there, Miss Jones?
I am here.
There we go, there we go. Before Mr. Ivy came on, we were talking about what was her greatest thing about being a Thunder girl, and she said she's a country girl coming from a small town, and one of her greatest things being a Thunder girl was being able to travel the world overseas, helping people out that who couldn't really help themselves, and especially, which is a great thing, especially the holiday that just passed, was Thanksgiving. So I can only imagine how that can make her feel, being able to give back to the community. And then she also said that for the future cheerleaders out there, whether male or female, if you're looking to audition for a professional team, she said, do your research. Do your research on the team that you want to audition for so you can go ahead and choreograph and understand what they got going on so you can do what they do, not really focus on doing what you do. Well, all right, now it's time to resume. I ain't going to take up too much more of your time, Ms. Jones. What's one thing would you tell that 22 to 23-year-old that's about to graduate college? Either they want to pursue professional cheerleading, or is it something, or they want to just thinking about maybe just get a job? Because you say being a Thunder girl was like actually part-time, so you had to go to school and get a job on the side note. So what's some advice would you tell that 22 to 23-year-old that's about to get up out of college?
Oh, just explore your opportunities. That's what your 20s are for. Just explore and work at different places. Unless you just already know and you find where you want to be, then absolutely go for it. But I think that's what your 20s are for, just to kind of explore and see where you fit in the work world. Because, you know, you just never know, because you're not really in that professional world until you do actually graduate. You never know what you're going to actually be really good at or what you're really going to like. So don't be afraid to go out there and say, okay, I'm going to try this. I've had a lot of jobs where that's happened, but, now I finally settled on one that's a really, really great opportunity for me. And also, if you are trying out for that professional team, know that you should be open to everything. So don't go in with tunnel vision like, okay, I'm going to just dance and I'm going to kill it on the court. No, be open to every opportunity that comes your way, from working out and being healthier, because that'll help you down the line. You know, having that healthier lifestyle, helping your body be where it needs to be, just in life. Also, don't undervalue networking opportunities that will arise from being a professional dancer, because you meet a lot of people. And in this working world we're in, a lot of times when you meet that right person, it can open you up to another job opportunity that you didn't even know was there.
I like that. I like that. She say, do not undervalue anything, because especially coming from that sports world, whether you're a cheerleader or you're an athlete, because, you know, we're so, it's almost people put us on this pedestal, right? And then it's almost, and then whenever we're done, there's like a hole, there's like a void. And sometimes people, high school athletes get this, but majority of times it's college athletes. And because you get so caught up in that world and that lifestyle, then people put you on this pedestal. And then sometimes you can start undervaluing things or people, because they start thinking that, like, well, let's say, for instance, somebody's about to graduate and about to become a manager at McDonald's. The normal athlete will be like, no, I don't want to be no manager at McDonald's. Not really doing the research, and managers at McDonald's make great money. You know what I mean? But they might pass up on that opportunity, not really looking for the future, just because of society says if you work at McDonald's or Walmart, even though you're managers, you're still not really successful. So, like, majority of times, athletes, we'll shoot ourselves in the foot because we're so used to being here, people putting us on this pedestal. And then whenever we come into that professional world, we want to undervalue things and kind of take things for granted because we think that we might be a little bit superior. So, like Ms. Jones said, don't undervalue things, and which brings it to be open to opportunities. Be open because them opportunities can bring new possibilities, and there's nothing that's impossible. Even the world itself has possible in it. So, like she said, don't undervalue things, and always be open because you never know. That can lead to you getting a job that you never even thought of having because of just simply networking. So I like that, Ms. Jones. So what can the people expect from you now? You mentioned the show, you know, you have some possibilities, well, some opportunities open up, and you didn't just recently retired from being a Thunder cheerleader. So what can the people expect for you now? Like, what's going on?
Well, I decided a couple of years ago that I definitely wanted to work in the healthcare industry. And I tried my hand at hospice marketing, which I really enjoyed, and it's definitely different. But now I'm going to be working for the largest medical device company in the country. And that opportunity actually come about. Me even knowing about the job came about from a person that I met while I was dancing. And that's definitely not why I got the job, but I met that person because, you know, I met him while I was dancing. And that's what I'm saying. You just cannot undervalue networking and network and network and network. Just meet people. And just because you're in the spotlight or the limelight, like you were saying then, don't act superior to them. Because you're not, and you should not act like that anyway to anyone, but just make sure, because sometimes it can be hard. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm this and I'm that. You just never know where or when you're going to meet someone that can impact your life because, like I said, I am going to be working for the largest medical device company in the country, and I'm really excited about that. And it's just an amazing, amazing opportunity that does not come around all the time.
I hear you. Yeah, that does not come around all the time. But sometimes as athletes, we think that opportunities like that arouse all the time. But at the end of the day, no. As former athletes, as soon as you step back in that locker room, take off them pads or hang up the jump shoes. You know, it's really over for you. You know, you got to really start taking advantage of the people that you met and start networking with and get ready for phase two. Because whether you're playing sports or cheerleading, whenever that's done or if you're doing it collegiately or professionally, that's only phase one. You still got to keep on living. Well, all right, Ms. Jones, is there one thing that you would like to leave the audience with, whether if it's a teenager about to go to high school or if there's a teenager or an adult that's about to graduate college? Is there like a quote? Is there anything to help you get through? I know you mentioned earlier about your parents. Really, you blame it on them too that helps you get to where you are now. Or if there's like a quote or something that you want to share with the audience that helps you get through whenever you was going through, helps you get through it.
Well, I think just you and I are a perfect example of that. Like I was saying, you can do absolutely anything you set your mind to, but setting your mind to it is not enough. You have to be willing to put in that work. And as long as you're willing to do that, you can get wherever you want to go. Like even being a cheerleader at OU, there had never been a cheerleader from Muskogee that made the cheerleading team OU. Never. You know, so that's a Division I, like, college football mecca, you know.
I know.
I said, I want to cheer there. That's where I want to cheer. So I worked really, really hard to do that. And then I said, hey, I want to be an NBA dancer, even though I don't have as much dance experience as these other girls. And even though I'm like this little country girl, it's like, what are you talking about? How do I have to do my hair? But I did that, and, you know, just, I've never been scared to put in the work. If you decide you want to do something, you should automatically have it set in your mind that it's going to take a lot out of you. It's going to take a lot of work. But if that's truly the goal you're aiming for, it'll be completely worth it.
I like that. If that's really the goal that you're aiming for, it'll be completely worth it. Well, all right, Ms. Jones, I want to say thank you for coming on my show. It's really been a pleasure. I want you to know that you know, I've been following you, and I'm going to continue to follow you. So I wish you nothing but success, nothing but greatness stuff ahead. I know you got a bright future ahead of you. You're a very smart girl, very intelligent. And I just want to say, just keep continue to soar. And don't forget us little people out here, all right?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's all right, Ms. Jones. You have yourself a great day. And tell your older sister I said what's up. And tell your family to keep holding it down in Muskogee.
Will do. And congratulations on your radio show.
Oh, girl, thank you. Well, all right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, yeah, that was Miss Sharika Jones. Me and her actually went to high school together, grew up in Muskogee, and it's just kind of crazy how things work, because I remember having a conversation with her after the conclusion of her freshman season at OU, and we were just sitting up there talking, because actually there was a few other people who went to OU. We got Jameel Owen, Stacy McGee, who plays with the Raiders, Evan Salas, who played softball there for OU. We done had some people come through OU, and Sharika and all them, you know, almost around the same age, and shout out to that class in 2005. They really went out there and did their thing and represented it for the town of Muskogee, doing something positive. But after the conclusion of her freshman year, she wasn't really sure if she wanted to keep dancing or whatnot. But then that's the year that the thunder came, and then as she tried out and she made it, everything is happening for a reason. So no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. So don't ever accept no, don't ever say no, and you will always glow, and that's for sure. You know what it is, and that's the end of my day. I was going to touch on some topics about the Darren Wilson, and there was a boy out of Georgia who was being held captive by his father for 4 years, but I look at that as negative news. Saving athletes respectfully is nothing but straight positive. So if you got something positive that you really want me to say, you can call me anytime. You can at 877-921-1656, and that's for future references. I want to give thanks to Mr. Avi for calling and blessing in my show. A great message that he displayed today. No pain, no gain. Once again, my name is P. Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully. Tomorrow, I do got a former strength coach from Texas Tech. He has a new invention that he wanted to tell you guys about. His name is Mr. Dickie Williams. Oh! He's a former Q-Dog, a former running back here at Texas Tech. The guy got some great things ahead, and that's what's coming in tomorrow. Different sort day, same sort time. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., it is going down on Saving Athletes Respectfully. Once again, owner and soul creator, Pete. Or you can call me Petey Pete. Pete Richardson. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Whatever you do, stay positive and always do what's right. See you tomorrow. Peace.